And this is your news for the hour. I am Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We're going to get started right now. An MSU extension will be offering a 16-session Tai Chi for Better Sleep series on Mondays and Wednesdays, March 2nd to April 22nd, 2026. 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Huron Expo Center in Bad Axe. This class is for adults and there is no registration fee. Tai Chi for arthritis and falls prevention is a gentle exercise combining slow movement, deep breathing, and focused intention. The benefits of Tai Chi include increased strength, balance, and posture, helps prevent falling, improves the mind, body, and spirit, and reduces stress and increases relaxation. Modifications are provided for those who want to attend seated or standing. Participants will also receive the Sleep Education for Everybody program, series that provides research-based information designed to enhance sleep quality. Topics covered include sleep hygiene practices, stimulus control therapy, mindfulness, and relaxation, the relationship between sleep and physical activities, sleep myths, and more. Participants in this class are encouraged to attend all sessions. To register, please call the Huron MSU Extension Office, 989-269-9949, and registration is limited. The Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services is encouraging residents to review their insurance policies and take preventive steps as more winter storms approach the state. Officials warn that snow, ice, and freezing temperatures can often lead to costly damage such as burst pipes, roof leaks, and vehicle accidents. DIF's director Anita Fox said many consumers are caught off guard each year by winter-related losses and urged residents to confirm their coverage before problems occurred. She noted that reviewing policies and speaking with an insurance agent can help reduce financial stress if a claim would become necessary. The department recommends homeowners keep indoor temperatures above 55 degrees, insulate exposed pipes, and clear gutters and heavy snow from roofs. Residents are also advised to prepare for possible power outages by keeping emergency supplies on hand and checking whether their policies cover spoiled food or temporary living cost. Drivers are urged to understand whether they have collision or comprehensive auto coverage for winter-related accidents, falling debris, or flooding, and to plan for deductibles. Travelers should review travel insurance options in case winter weather disrupts trips. Consumers with questions about insurance or financial services can contact DIFS at 877-999-6442. And State Representative Greg Alexander is criticizing a Michigan Department of Health and Human Services plan that would allow large counties such as Wayne and Oakland to qualify for federal rural health grants or health care grants, arguing the funds are being diverted away from truly rural communities like those in the Thumb. Alexander said labeling heavily populated counties as partially rural undermines the intent of the federal RHT program, Rural Health Transformation, which was created to improve healthcare access in rural areas. He warned that his district is becoming a healthcare desert with longer wait times and fewer available services, and said the grants themselves could significantly improve care for vulnerable residents. Michigan received $173.1 million in RHT funding, less than neighboring states such as Iowa and Ohio, despite having one of the largest rural populations in the country. Alexander also objected to MDHHS setting aside nearly $19 million of that funding for administrative costs, including $2 million for 12 new staff positions. Calling the proposal reckless and politically motivated, Alexander said he will continue pushing for the funds to be directed to rural communities that need them the most. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net for all of your news, weather, obituaries, and cancellations. We do have one cancellation is currently in effect. The open skate at the Huron County Ice Arena was canceled today from 2 to 4 p.m. We do have some weather here at the station. It is currently 15 degrees Fahrenheit, with winds coming out of the east at 9 miles per hour, making it feel like 3 degrees Fahrenheit.